Hello, and welcome to episode number 15 of Zach's Tech Talk Tuesday. My name is Ryan McQueenie, and on this week's show, we'll be talking about the relatively muted release of Apple's latest marquee device, the iPhone 8. Apple shares are rebounding today, but the stock is still about 7% lower than the highs it reached at the beginning of September, and it owes some of that dip to what some investors are interpreting as weak overall demand for the iPhone 8. While we likely won't know any hard sales numbers until Apple reports its latest quarterly earnings figures, investors displayed nervousness last Friday after numerous reports of shorter lines at Apple stores around the world. For example, Reuters said the launch kicked off in a quote-unquote less lively mood throughout Asia and described, quote, fewer than 30 people, end quote, lining up outside of Apple's Sydney store. In a similar vein, CNET mentioned that the line in Sydney, quote, didn't snake around as many blocks as it has in the past, end quote. The publication also reported that Apple Store employees in China observed such short lines that they were forced to remove crowd control barriers. Other reports mentioned shorter than usual lines in Singapore, London, and New York. Of course, we need to remember two things here. Online pre-orders have become more popular than ever, meaning that waiting outside the Apple Store is really just fanfare. We still look to physical lines as an indication of overall excitement, even though it is just fanfare. It does give us kind of a reflection of how excited shoppers are for the latest device. These events for Apple are still big moments. You know, the fact that employees in China observed such short lines that they were forced to remove crowd control barriers implies that there were crowd control barriers, which kind of shows that, you know, these are moments and events that the stores are setting up for, getting ready for, anticipating big crowds. And we didn't necessarily see that on Friday. However, and as we'll touch on in greater depth a little bit later in the episode, excitement for the iPhone 8 is, of course, lower because customers are already looking forward to the special edition iPhone 10, which will debut in early November. Still, analysts were raising some concern about weak demand for the iPhone 8, even before the phone officially released. Last Wednesday, for example, Rosenblatt analyst Jun Sang published a note saying, quote, "We understand many customers could be waiting for the iPhone 10, but we are concerned iPhone 8/8 Plus sell-through could bring some headwinds," end quote. As Zhang pointed out, analysts showed that there are about 1.5 million pre-orders for the iPhone 8 on Chinese e-commerce marketplace JD.com through the first 3 days the device was available to order. In contrast, the iPhone 7 had about 3.5 million pre-orders through the same amount of time on JD. Some analysts have even gone one step further and adjusted expectations for Apple's current quarter. In fact, on Monday, Citi Research lowered its earnings and sales estimates for the company's fiscal period, citing lower than expected demand for the iPhone 8 as the primary reason. Citi analyst Jim Suva said that the lowered estimates were to, quote, reflect more modest iPhone 8 and 8 Plus demand, before later noting that, quote, we are not surprised that current ship times are quicker and lines shorter than prior launches, as we believe users will wait to compare to iPhone 10 before making a final purchase, end quote. So that will really be the key for Apple shares in the short term. It's obviously no surprise that demand for the iPhone 8 is significantly lower than for other iPhone releases, but what's important is if the product lives up to these already lower expectations. Citi is perhaps indicating that we are seeing lower than expected sales, but other analysts have not gone as far. In a note published Monday, Bank of America Merrill Lynch analyst Wamsi Mohan said that it's simply too early to tell whether the iPhone 8 was a hit or not. Quote, our availability tracker suggests that iPhone 7/7 Plus demand was slightly higher this time last year, but we attribute that to the staggered launch of the new iPhones, where a significant number of consumers are likely waiting to order the iPhone 10, end quote. So far, Apple has not said anything about specific sales numbers, although CEO Tim Cook did say that he was, quote unquote, couldn't be happier with the launch and mentioned that the device sold out in some stores. iPhone 10, to give you guys a reminder, will feature Apple's new Super Retina display, a new standard that includes 2046 by 1125 resolution and 455 PPI. The display is edge to edge and has no home button. In contrast, the iPhone 8 maintains the classic home button screen style. To unlock the iPhone 10, one simply taps the screen to activate the device, and you can swipe up to access the home screen. Unlocking will also utilize Face ID, the company's new neural network-based facial recognition system. This facial recognition system is powered by a true depth camera system, which includes an infrared camera, a flood illuminator, a dot projector, and more, all packed into the top area of the device. Apple, in its announcement of the device, promised that its system will be able to recognize its user even in the dark, or if, for example, they're wearing a hat, glasses, or rocking a new hairstyle. iPhone 10 will also support two dual 12-megapixel cameras, which includes larger and faster sensors, a new color filter, deeper pixels, and new apertures. This new design is going to allow 36% more light to come into the lens than the iPhone 8. And the camera's flash also has four new LEDs, which Apple said will help it match outside light better. I wanted to remind, a couple more details about the iPhone 10. It's going to have 2 hours more battery life than the iPhone 7 and will also include Qi wireless charging. Qi wireless charging is a wireless charging standard, and the iPhone 8 also features it. I wanted to show, kind of highlight some of these similarities and differences to kind of show the difference, the reason why some people are waiting for the 10. iPhone 8 certainly is the most powerful device that Apple has put out thus far. However, you know, the iPhone 10 will also be able to say the same thing here in about a month. The iPhone 10 is, of course, a special edition, kind of 10th anniversary celebration of the iPhone, and it's kind of an introduction into some things that I would think are going to become standard with iPhone as we go forward. This Face ID system, true depth camera system, these are things that Apple spends a lot of time on in the keynote, explaining how they work and explaining how they were developed. And as we know with Apple consumers, you know, it's also the most expensive iPhone to date. But as we know with Apple consumers, price tag doesn't necessarily matter if you're getting the next best thing from Apple. So it'll be interesting to see what overall demand ends up being for the iPhone 10. As I mentioned earlier, you know, we obviously, you know, as soon as this announcement was confirmed that two devices were coming out in such a small time frame, we obviously knew iPhone 8 demand would be lower than, say, the 7, 7 Plus, a typical iPhone rollout. The real question is, was it lower than our already muted expectations? That's not something we're going to know until we see sales numbers at the end of the quarter. It'll certainly be interesting to know. Of course, you know, holiday shopping, really, we're already kind of in that season. However, with iPhone 10 pre-orders beginning on October 27th and phone becoming available on November 3rd, that's more in that kind of prime holiday shopping window. So you would think that might even contribute more to demand for that device. It'll all be things that are interesting to watch play out here over the next few months and the next couple of Apple earnings reports. So right now, long story short, yes, iPhone 8, slower than usual rollout, shorter lines than you would expect for a typical iPhone rollout, but this is not a typical iPhone rollout, and investors and Apple fans need to remember that. That just about does it for this week's Tech Talk Tuesday. As a reminder, if you feel that we missed something or if you want us to cover a different story, shoot us an email at podcast@zacks.com. Make sure to check out all of our other audio content at zacks.com/podcast. Remember to subscribe and leave us a rating on iTunes. As always, thanks for listening to the Zacks Tech Talk Tuesday podcast, and we will see you next time.